This for that. Okay, wonderful. Welcome, everyone. Happy, happy new year. Nan Akasha here. This is the first of season five of Bliss Life Podcast. So go over to iTunes if you want to get any of them. And as well, you can go to nanakasha.com and we'll let you know when they come out. So today, because it is January 2nd of 2019, and we've all just been through a really, really powerful portal. This portal was almost the whole month of December, and it's still going on. What we have right now is an opportunity to tune in and create this year more consciously, more creatively, and more in alignment with the truth of who each of us is individually and as one, as that unity consciousness that we're moving towards. Part of being an excellent manifester and creator of your own life is understanding that everything you do affects the whole. You are a co-creator in the whole world. And therefore, together, we have to learn to clarify and align our energies to what's optimal for us. Because if you were a giant puzzle, and if you aren't playing your piece, if you're not being the piece of the puzzle you came here designed to be, now suddenly we're missing a piece. And when you're missing a piece, you're not whole. So your job, your assignment, your true mission is to figure out who you are, what you love, what you feel called to do, what you are amazing at, what lights you up, what lifts you up, what expands you, what gives you happiness and clarity, what allows you to accept what is, be grateful for the abundance, and let it appear and expand in your life. So, becoming the creator of your reality is accepting that the best thing you can do for the entire world is to become completely you. This is going to be completely counterintuitive to everything you've been told. Fit in, belong, do what I want, make me happy, make your mom happy, make your parents happy, make your spouse happy, make your kids happy, make your employer happy. Look this way, be this way. If you don't look this way, then something's wrong with you. Everything that you've been taught, whether it was by people who truly love you and didn't know better and gave you beliefs about yourself and your willingness and your worthiness and your abilities, were you told something like, you're no good with money, you're irresponsible with money, you make bad decisions? Or women shouldn't make money or they won't find husbands? Are you a man who has fears of reaching out to potential partners because you were taught that you have to be rich or powerful or look a certain way or have a certain kind of job before you were good enough? What limits have you put on the potential of your life? So today, your new abundant life starts with you thinking differently, excuse me, differently than you ever have before every single day. Breaking the pattern of being you, the you are right now, the you is that is not whole, the you that is not complete. And if your life is rocking, because my life is so rocking right now, I'm not blown away. I'm having a blast. I'm enjoying being in love with my life and being able to enjoy it because I've created amazing things in my life. and I've made a lot of money, and I've had amazing homes, and I've traveled to incredible places, and I've done incredible things, but I wasn't always fully present or able to receive and appreciate and enjoy what I was experiencing, because I carried guilt, blame, shame. I was constantly believed I was never good enough, and I had to work harder than everyone else. And the harder I worked, the better a person I was, but I could never sustain it. So there wasn't any sense that I would be able to keep this beautiful life that I kept creating. And I'd make tons of money, and then something would happen, and my business would go out of business, like my first business in fashion design. End of the 80s, the whole economy collapsed. The department stores that owed me money bought each other and then declared bankruptcy, basically, so they didn't have to pay anybody's bills. So on the outside, it looked like everything fell apart because of the economy. Wasn't my fault. I was working 13-hour days. I was stressed out of my mind. I put every penny I made back into my business. And therefore, when I did have to close it because no one would pay me, I had nothing. I was in debt. If you've had a business, you understand you can have $1 million in sales and have no cash flow or very little. And when you're growing, you have to put the money back into the business. So that was a shocker for me. And it was the best thing that ever happened. I'm so grateful for that experience, even though it was so painful. It personally made me feel even less good about who I was. And then I felt more guilt that I didn't live up to all kinds of successful ideas in my head that I, some reason, had to be good enough for my parents and whoever else. And many, many people on some level are addicted to, attached to, driven by these inner core beliefs. And these inner core beliefs, they're simply an energetic pattern that at one point felt safe or felt good to take on, to belong, or because something happened that was painful, we make decisions. Those decisions become like vows, like agreements. They become energetic bonds. I will never speak up again. Everyone laughed at me. It was embarrassing. Right, I went out on a limb and trusted that this project or venture or partnership or business or something was going to work. I threw myself into it. I trusted and I put my money into it, and it failed. Or you went out and made a success, but now you're in a business or a job that you don't love anymore because you've grown and changed. Maybe you can no longer sustain thousands of hours of private sessions with people, or all of the time or money it takes to market, or the environment that you work inside of. Every experience you've had needs to be accepted as a part of you. If you've cord cut it and chopped it all off, it's not going to work. If you've decided to shame and shove down certain experiences, certain things that you've done or failed at or didn't do right or whatever, right? Whether it's a relationship or an experience or something that you are, if you're not this enough or that enough, those all have to go, because for you to be the piece of the puzzle for us, we're all watching, we're ready. Right? The whole world is in the same place you are. Everyone is shedding. We're shedding the shit. You see crap coming up that I never believed I would see in this day and age. The hate, the anger, the racism, the prejudice, the fears, the greed, the incredible ability to be stressed out and anxious all the time because of the way that the world is running. It's very fast. It's okay to say, I need to slow down. Time is sped up so much just in your lifetime, and it will continue to do so. You're in a training and transition phase. You're becoming a butterfly and you're letting go of every identification with the life that you've had. It has to all go. Even the good stuff stays. But what if you have an incredible relationship? I've met my soulmate. I never knew I would know. I didn't know people existed like this. The kindness, the heart, the generosity, the love, the presence, the just everything. It's stunning. And yet I know there's always another level I can go with that relationship. There's another place we can go to connect, to open, to support, to love. So wherever you are, there's another place. There's never an end goal. You're an ascending being. You're growing. You're expanding. You're raising your light. You're raising your vibration. You're raising your state of consciousness. You're raising your ability to master your emotion and not carry the guilt anymore. Not carry the blame or the anger or the depression or the apathy or the anxiety anymore. And there's no place on my planet when we play together, when you're here, you're on my planet. And on my planet, you don't get to judge yourself or guilt yourself. That includes, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm still working on this problem. Do you know how many times I thought I would never, ever, 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 ever be clear of my issues with my dad? When I went through my master level hypnosis, it was 5 years of going in person to seminars, and then I would come home. A friend of mine was taking the course with me, so we would get together and practice by hypnotizing each other. And we'd been doing this for many years. I'd gone off and began to do hypnosis in my business as well, with my clients, as well as self-hypnosis, which is really powerful. I highly recommend it. And one day I called Dan and I said, you know, I need a session. I just have some blocks I can't get past. So he came over. Unfortunately, I didn't record it. It was incredible. It was an incredible session. So what I do now with clients privately and in the school, what I teach different things are ways to take yourself on these journeys. So having studied with shamans, become a master level hypnotherapist, a doctor of homeopathy, studied radionics, everything's about vibration and frequency. I kept going underneath it. And I came out of the session and I had gone to a life where I was poor. It was in America. It was probably in the 20s. I lived in a very small town, and I was even poorer than the poor. And I didn't have much, but I had a really positive attitude. And I would go around and say these little quotes to people and cheer them up. And eventually, later in life, I wrote some books where I wrote down all of my little wisdoms. And I had this very thick Southern accent. And it was such a fascinating experience. And somehow it all, see, I don't even remember now, because when you clear some of this, you don't remember the emotional ties. You can remember the concept of how you felt prior. And I came out of it and I looked at Dan and I said, wow, isn't it amazing? When will it ever end with the issues around my dad? And he goes, I know, right? Like, I'm tired of it too. And you might feel that way about some area of your life, right? And if you don't, then great. Look at where you're growing and how to create balance in that growth. If you're in a massive growth phase right now, then clarifying and aligning your energies to your new abundant life means sit back and breathe and watch what's going on around you. Don't have to be rushing. If you're pushed, stressed, anxious, overworked, it's time to say, I'm ready for a new way of doing this, where I have more peace and calm. I have a better pace in my life. All right, so 2019. Woo! What an amazing year 2018 was. And the first thing to becoming your full puzzle piece that you are, accepting who you are, accepting what you consider not right or perfect, and failures and mistakes and injustices and whatever yes, you got to just accept it all. I didn't say you had to agree with it or choose it or recreate it. I'm trying to help you not recreate it. I'm trying to help you accept it because it's a part of who you are. It gives you a power. Once you accept it, the power comes, the emotion leaves, you forgive, it falls away. And you can start to think harmonious thoughts. You transcend all of those lower feelings of anger, emotion, depression, blame, guilt, shame, whatever. Okay? And you move into compassion. That's where I want you to go and understand. From there, you create a life. Whether it's my life is rocking and I'm ready for it to go to the next level. The other thing to be aware of is that it's very rare that every area of your life is what you would call perfect at the same time, because you're going through cycles of the hero's journey in every area of your life and in your whole life. So all your personal life, your life with your body, whether you're happy with it or you're having health challenges or, you know, what you feel about it, your money or career or purpose, your relationships, whether they're love or sexual or with family or with people in general, your skills, your growth, your creativity, right? You have these different areas of your life, and you may be having a fantastic moment with your family. For example, let's say you just had an amazing, amazing experience and you're very happy. But you feel like you're ready for something new in your health and the way you see your body and think about it and feel about it and what you want to do every day with your body. And you may feel really great about your career or your direction or your mission, but frustrated about cash flow. You're ready to clear up old debts or create more abundance in terms of investments or savings, or you're ready to increase your monthly cash flow so that you have the option to do what? Okay, so I'm stirring up for you all of the energies around what needs to go and what you really want. So we're going to go into a process right in a couple of minutes, and I want you going in clear. So today on Bliss Life Podcast, we are clarifying aligning your energies to your new abundant life. And your new abundant life can look like this. I'm ready and willing and open and receptive to that which is optimal for me at this time, for my optimal frequency, for my optimal mission. And I'm ready and willing to let go, detach, accept, give great thanks for all that is ready to go and all that is ready to bloom. Thank, release, and renew. Release and renew. The renew is the new growth, the new life. Maybe you simply want to be more present and have more time for yourself to just be, to just look at the beauty around you, to ponder, to let your mind drift and be open to that connection to your highest self. Maybe this year you want to open your psychic abilities more. You want to communicate with your angels or your higher self or with nature more clearly. You want to feel a connection to oneness. You want to understand what energy is. You want to take your meditations to a deeper level. You want more mastery over your mind. You want to dive deep and find those beliefs that are attached to things that you want and think you have to have, or things that you've hidden and locked away. Free it, open it, Resolve it, release it. So 2019, it is truly going to be abundant. I want you to embrace that, not as a concept, like we can create a reality, yay, it's time to do it, hooray. Yes, that's true. But this isn't a moment for cheerleading. This is a moment for action. You've been training your whole life for this moment. Everything you've been through has value and purpose. You need to find it. Write that down. Everything I have been through has value and purpose. Everything I've been through has value and purpose. I'm ready and willing to discover that value, to understand the purpose. So why is it going to be abundant? Because the energies that we've been shedding, that we've been shifting, that we've been shaking up, that have been releasing, some of the things that we consider absolutely horrific and unbelievable and terrible, and all of the things that we think are wonderful, they're both two ends of the same thing. We're in this together. The polarity is there. It will always be there. It is your job to detach from your fear, from your need, and to free yourself, free your mind and your heart, open your hands, let go. So it's going to be abundant if you think from a fearful place, if you let your mind still control you, if you don't understand, I am so much more than I know. I am so much more, and I must, in this moment, step up. Whether there is a compelling reason manifesting in your physical life, like a need for money or a change in relationship or a new location or whatever it is that might be shifting, congratulations. The metamorphosis is happening. Look to seek, what is more me? What do I really want? Because the abundance will come in. Where are you going to direct it? The energies have been moving and shifting and pointing us to a very fast stream. A fast stream of manifesting. So, are you ready? That's what we're here to discuss. Do you have a clear idea of what you want and where you wish to grow? Where you're ready to let go? So, if you're writing this down, where do I wish to grow? So you can write grow. And where are you ready to let go or let go? So you can draw a line down the center of a piece of paper if you like. And on one side, grow, and the other side, let go. Above it, if it helps you, write, where do I wish to grow? This is your choice. This is your selection. This is your unlocking the key to let yourself out. I want you to fully own yourself as a unique, powerful, and very vital puzzle piece for the entire world. So we're going to go in because you need to know how to free yourself from the past, from the fears and the beliefs that keep you in the same life. We must free you because the past only has the skill, the wisdom. Take it. Let the rest of it go. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to mull it over. You don't have to discuss it. You don't have to tell anyone about it. Okay? The fears. I want you to write down the past, then leave a space. Then write fears and leave a space. And then write beliefs. We want to free ourselves from anything that keeps you in the same life. The fast dream will break up the patterns that don't serve you. You might as well choose to let them go now. So the secret is to stop thinking and doing and believing and feeling the same. So let's break that old pattern and open your eyes to the rich and abundant life that you were designed for. While you're thinking and writing down the qualities of your rich, abundant life, under grow, you're going to write down, what are those qualities you want? I live in the Mayan Riviera. I'm looking at the Caribbean right now. I'm watching the sun and the clouds play on the ocean. In front of me, there's a section of jungle. I get to watch the birds land. I watched middle of the night, I fell asleep on the couch with the entire front wall open and the air soft and warm, the most exquisite temperature, because in the summer we have to shut the door, it's too hot. So now I'm enjoying that. And this is part of something I've wanted forever. This life I live right now was created over my entire life of inner desires, what feels good to me. You, I know many people, they don't want to live near the beach. I would never want to live here. For me, this is bliss. I love to hear the ocean. I watched the moon, this tiny crescent wet moon, meaning it was like a cup facing up, rise over in the dark sky with, I think it's Venus, with the big bright star above it. It looked like a goddess, you know, and they have the crescent moon on their head and a star. And it was signifying for us, this is a new dawn. And when I can get up every day and breathe this in and look at it and know that somehow this was made possible to me and it didn't come the way I thought it would. And I didn't know I could have it. I just knew that I wanted these different qualities. I'd love to see the ocean. I want to be able to walk to the ocean. I want to have this kind of temperature. I want to have a life with a pace. Okay, write this down. The more clarity you get, the better. Now, if you want to come, you can join us at Bliss Life Retreats in March, here. We're going to be going into the jungle and swimming with dolphins and healing and going with shamans and everything. More parts of my bliss that I get to share with people by taking you through deep, deep personal soul level transformation. You won't be the same when you leave. No one is. So this time that we're in right now, this morning at 3 or 4 a.m. or whenever, I watched this crescent moon, this bright, exquisite star in this black velvet sky while laying on my couch. And this beautiful little jacket that I just found for the holidays, that's soft and makes me feel cozy and wonderful. So what are the sensations that you like? So as soon as we dive into the meditation today, this activation is very powerful. So it's important you turn off all your notifications on your phone, your computer. It's important that you are able to relax. And so right now, what we're doing is tuning you in to the clarity so you can align with your new abundant life. The more clarity you have, the easier it is for your body and your mind and your emotions and the different parts of you to notify you when you're not aligning with what you want. If you get that clear sensation, I'm very clear now. That if things get too rushed, because I used to work, push, go, and I do at times work a lot, but it's aligned with the flow that says this is the place to go, and then people show up, and then we're blended together in a stream where we're doing something amazing. And then I know it feels right. But if it feels overwhelming and pushed and forced and I have to go, no. This is what I want you to understand. When you align with the clarity that I want to breathe every day and have time to meditate in the morning. I want to be connected with nature and make sure that my face is touched by the sun every day. I want a time to sit with myself and listen so that my soul and my heart, my body and my angels and the world, the universe and source, my highest self, can tell me what I most want to know, can guide me. So this special and sacred time is for letting go. So you can enter pure, open, and receptive to your highest good and your optimal flow. So I would write that down as well. I let go and enter this new year, pure and open and receptive to my highest good and my optimal flow. That covers everything. Don't mess it up with a whole bunch of other language. Around this, underneath this, undergrow and let go. Write down. Let go anxiety. Let go worry about money. Let go worry about what other people think. Let go carrying weight and heaviness, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. Grow. Well, I want to grow my reach, grow my audience, grow my tribe, grow my passion, grow my vitality, grow my flexibility, grow my fun. Grow my clarity, my connection to my highest self, my ability to lead and activate and open hearts. What do you want to grow? What do you want to let go? What do you want to free from the past? What do you want to free that are fears? You're jumping into a very fast stream. Whatever you think, whatever you dominantly are carrying energetically, in each area of your life and then cumulatively together in your overall life is going to dictate where that abundance goes. So I want you to be very clear that the abundance that you're seeking is abundance that lifts you up. The abundance that I am seeking is abundance that lifts me up, up, up. The top of the pyramid to unity consciousness, to one with myself, with my mission. So if you've suffered a lot physically, emotionally, from abuse, mental, emotional, or from financial stress, or if you've suffered a lot from loss, or you've suffered a lot in any way, shape, or form, accept it today, let it shed the illusion of the pain, the attachment to the past, and to any lower emotions. Just declare that now. This is the Pyramid of the Magician. We're going to be going to this site and meditating near, around, or on, I'm not sure. This is such a powerful place. Our focus this entire year here in Bliss Life, that's my life, that's my podcast that you're here for, that's my Light Body School community, that's the Bliss Life retreats, like when we go here at the Equinox. All of these, the key is that the abundance is in the energy. It's the codes are waiting for you. Everything that you need to heal, to release, to accept, to empower yourself, exist right now on this planet in this moment. Within you is the ability to think it, to do it, to receive it, to give it, whatever it is that is the path for you. Do you believe it? Do you believe it in this moment? I want you to pay attention to what came up when I said that. We're uncovering what's inside of you that's between you and you truly directing your abundant life, because you are gifted in every moment with a never-ending flow of abundant divine source energy. It's around you, you're breathing it, it's pumping your heart. You are abundant already. But where are you directing, using, receiving, accepting, growing, or rejecting, repelling, not seeing, blind to this abundance? You could take this abundance and direct it all into misery, shame, guilt, and victimhood. You could take this abundance and direct it all into stress and overbusiness and chasing a big, 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 big dream. It's okay. You can take this abundance and channel it into inner wisdom and ability. And you can take this abundance and channel it into acceptance and love of yourself. So I want you to now just begin to wrap up your getting clarity on your new abundant life, qualities that you want, images, thoughts, and feelings. If you find your mind trying to drag you into the how, gently ask your mind to go outside to play. Go out and play. I'll be with you in a little bit. I'm very busy now doing important work. This is going to make everything different in our lives. So your mind will begin to say, but that will never happen, and you can't, and what if, and last time you did this, and then you might hear someone like your dad, or your mom, or your sister, or your brother, or your employer, or even you, right? That part of you that's criticizing you, or saying, well, this is just fantasy, or whatever. Great. A negative voice, a negative person, never saw the opportunity. The door, the wall doesn't turn into a door for people who are looking for how it can't work. So any of that you're hearing, you thank it, accept it, and let it come up, because now you're seeing this is something you're carrying with you. So as your fairy godmother, I am so excited to take you here in a moment on our journey into seeing and feeling your abundant life. I know through my experiences of many, many amazing high points and successes and wealth and happiness and joys in my life, and many, many very, very painful lows, like my daughter dying, losing everything in a bankruptcy and divorce and many other things, we're all on our own path that goes through cycles and valleys. Sometimes it's important for you to be out and active and building. And sometimes it's time to go into a space of being quiet, receptive, letting go, starting over. No matter what it is, when you accept who you are and decide from this moment forward, the best guide I have is my heart. My heart has been shackled and walled and hurt and broken and mended and protected. And now it's the moment that I'm ready to free it. So I'm super honored to bring you here. everything I've been through personally and professionally, I've been building businesses for about 30 years now, helping other people do the same, helping people uncover what are the beliefs, the fears, the experiences, the past lives, their parallel lives, but past lives is a great term for people to understand. Where are the attachments, the hooks, those places that keep me stuck to an old way of thinking or being that keeps creating the same life? Where can we find the place and release it so that you can soar up, up, up to live in those higher vibrations? Everything I've done and learned and become certified at and taught and used in my own life has culminated in together into what I call light body work, which is understanding you have a multidimensional nature. You know you have an emotional body. You know you have a mind. You know you have a physical body, and you've probably had an experience of your spiritual self in some way. You might have had an experience with beautiful animals in your life or with nature. Everything is alive and abundant, and you are here to create it. So I want to invite you to come and activate the magic with me. Activate the magic at the beginning of this year and open a portal for you and your dreams, for you and your truth to come through. So we're going to kick off to the abundance, the year of really and truly aligning with your abundance by receiving and accepting all of you, which you consider the shadow and the light. And today's clarify and align your energies to your new abundant life. So just before we dive in and move forward, I want you to ask yourself one last question and now be getting comfortable. So make sure you're sitting somewhere you can completely relax. I want you to let go. Don't take notes during this experience. The notes were for focusing your mind, your body into this moment. If you wrote with your hand, good for you, because you really brought your energy here and now. Everything you do with your different senses, if you felt the wind, when I described where I'm sitting right now, and if you could hear the ocean or whatever your bliss life is. Do you hear birds? Do you hear a waterfall? Do you hear silence? Do you like the sound of the city? What is it that creates an abundant life for you? So your last question as you're settling in, and I'm going to ask it, and then I'm going to be silent for a few seconds. And I want you to watch what comes up within you. So relax, make sure your head is supported, that you can hear me clearly. And I want to be the first to welcome you to your new abundant life. I want to be the first to congratulate you for getting here, for being here, for walking through the portal from 2018 to 2019. I want to congratulate you from walking from one beingness to the next. What do you really want? Are you able to let yourself know and want what you really want give you permission here and now. Declare that you're ready and willing and open and receptive to receive this permission. I give you permission. Know and to receive what you truly want, what your soul wants. That permission is an energy moving out from your heart, like a flow of crimson energy, flooding your cells with love, pulsing out gently from your heart center. Relax, close your eyes, and take a deep breath in. Feel the breath energizing this flow of crimson love, divine energy, 13, 20, 33. Take another deep breath in, nice and slow, through your nose, and feel now this flow of crimson divine love energy flooding your cells, your circulation, your muscles, and into your mind. One more slow, deep breath. Going all the way deep into your heart, unlocking door after door after door that has been keeping you from the true power, wisdom, and knowledge of your heart. Bathed in this beautiful crimson flow of divine love, you feel yourself melting and relaxing deeper and deeper, just letting go and becoming one, one with this divine energy of love. It overwhelms and floods you. There's no room for any thoughts, but just love. 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 You feel and see all around you, the most exquisite powerful vibrant energies. They feel as if they're tingling and pulsing faster and faster, but with a beat, with a rhythm, very steady, but noticeable, powerful rhythm, a pulse, a heartbeat. It feels as if it's pulsing you, your entire being. Your mind, your emotions, your body, out and it out. This rhythm, this heartbeat, it's deep within you, but it's taking your awareness out and expanding, out and expanding. It's so gentle and light. The expansion feels as if you're gently soaring, just flying. So soothing and smooth, gently. You expand your awareness 10 times. And the pulse, the heartbeat, this flow of this energy expands up from your heart, opening the crown. All around the top of your head, you feel this amethyst light exploding, rays of purple, deep, rich, royal purple explode from your crown, shining. You feel like a crystal crown of amethyst has been exploded and opened and is growing from the top of your head up, 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 up. And you now float gently up out of your body, seeing and feeling your body relaxed. Waves of this healing crimson love energy pouring through it, aligning, cleansing, clearing it, readying it for your perfect year of divine abundance, optimal flow. You feel yourself drawn up, up, gently, easily, up, out through your crown, and bathed in that amethyst light. You feel everything dissolving, the heaviness, the guilt, the shame, the anger, the anxiety, the fear, the victimhood, the loss, the failure, the uncertainty, the worry, the loneliness, the judgment. It's just slowly dissolving away as the never-ending waves of love keep moving through your body, your mind, your emotions, as you gently lift up. And this exquisite amethyst ray, it bathes you. And you begin to feel like you are sparkling like an amethyst crystal. You begin to say, wow, I am exquisite. I am gorgeous and I'm clear. I am so wise. I have so much that I can take and gain from everything I've been and everything I've done. I choose now to rise up and be the benevolent leader and creator of my life and my reality. I choose now to take back this crown of knowing the truth of who I am, my mission, my purpose, my divinity, my powers. I awaken and open my inner eye and ask to align with my soul's signature frequency. You feel as if more of you is liquefying and letting go, losing shape, leaving behind. Your physicality is gone and simply becomes one with this sea of blissful divine love. Allowing yourself to say, yes, I'm ready. Here are my thoughts and feelings about the new abundant life. A And as you begin to bring them forward, everything you thought about, how will it feel? What are those qualities? Joy and peace, fun and joyful, whimsy. Is there an ease and grace? Is there a sense of respect and reverence? Bring all of the thoughts, the feelings, the images, the memories that you desire, and let everything else go. The violet flame pours through and burns away all attachment. And you float higher and higher, now certain of your powers, of your direction, knowing your heart is pumping, one with the truth of who you are. You rise up and find yourself in a crystal temple. This crystal temple, you look around, is exquisite. You could think of nothing more beautiful. The colors, the sounds, is there nature, plants, waterfalls? Are there cushions? Is it dark and cozy and comfortable with fuzzy blankets or the fire? Is there exquisite smells like cinnamon? Or is there a breeze and a flow? What does it feel like in here? Because it is exactly who you are. It is exactly what you came to be. This is the portal. This is the light chamber. This is the home of your higher self. This is your soul star chakra. This exquisite chamber of light. Hold your higher self, your first point of contact with the truth of who you are. You see and feel your higher self welcoming you. It may appear as an orb of light and energy, a feeling of love, a flock of butterflies, an exquisite goddess, a beautiful animal, a nature spirit, whatever way your higher self appears to you, feels to you, comes to you, is optimal. Accept it now. Open and receptive. I am open and receptive. I am open and receptive. Your higher self welcomes you, and you find a place in this beautiful crystal chamber that feels comfortable and beautiful. You smell and taste and drink. You hear perhaps music or chimes or chanting. You see and feel and taste with every sense and senses you've never experienced. Awake, alive. Twelve, 12 awakens within you. The moment is here. You are now going to be shown and given, and within you is going to arise every memory, thought, power that is needed. Some will be conscious, some will not. You are a clear, open, receptive, present channel, opening your capacity to receive, receive, receive. And here is where you infuse, gift, and give all of the qualities of your abundant new life. Co-create, allow them to blend like DNA. Feel the power of your inner seer. This is the place of transcendence. You are no longer affected by heaviness, fear, worry, or anything below acceptance. You feel your emotional body letting go, forgiving, your mind coming into harmony. I transcend. Co-create the new abundant you. Feel the power of the pyramid, of the magician, the seer, the foreteller, the power of the pyramids all around the world, awakening, coming alive, shooting their focused energy directly into your crystal temple of chamber of creation and abundance. Enjoy your journey until I bring you back. Now just relax and be inside of the creation. This chamber feeds you, takes your ideas, your thoughts, and now release it by saying in your heart, this or something better. What aligns with my highest mission, abundance, and optimal flow for me at this time. Now be at the center of your creation. Just feel it. Watch it. Be an open, receptive, clear channel. Become one with the new abundant you. Be one, two, three, five, six different moments in the year to come. Soar out like the butterfly. Break free. And go out and touch down, become one with a moment. Feel yourself flying out over the timeline of you in 2019. You see that below you are millions of potential pathways your life can unfold. You look and feel from your heart and find the one lit up with golden light. It ignites a fire in your heart, joy in your belly. Oh, yeah, in your root. The blueprint of the truth of who you are awakens in your 8 original cells, and the nadis, the 2 channels and rivers of light, your kundalini, your truth, your blueprint, your codes, your reality flows up, crossing in your root, your sacral, your belly, your solar, your heart, your ascended heart, your throat, your third eye. All that you need to know of who you are is now pouring in a never-ending flow into your inner eye, opening your pineal, awakening the wings in your crown. You now soar out, holding with you the frequency, the vibration, the thoughts, the feelings, the memories of the abundant, joyful qualities. You are now going to drop into 3 different moments in this next year. Receive them, see them, feel them, become them, enjoy them. Coming down into moment number 1, 3, 2, 1. You're there. What's happening? Are you alone or with others? Indoors or out? How do you feel? Now you feel yourself floating from that place to another. Show me an abundant moment of exquisite joy that I create with this feeling. Rush moves through your body as your cells literally adjust and your DNA flips the switches for you to align with this truth. is the most joyful you could ever imagine, and multiply it by 10,000. Now open your heart and say, I'm ready and willing to see and feel and experience what the most amazing abundance will look and feel like around money, wealth, worthiness, cash flow, any aspect that is most important for you in this year. Gently relax, let go, and feel as if you're floating on a cloud. All the abundance, the potential, the seeds, the willingness, the new flow of your divine male and female energies, the connection to your blueprint, your soul frequency. The waves of love, divine love, washing, cleansing, clearing, letting go, clarifying, all aligning you. Feel yourself relaxing into this cloud, gently floating down. I am one with my highest good. Highest self. Feel yourself now being bathed in that amethyst energy as you float down from the crystal temple of your soul star in through the crown into your body. I am the wise, benevolent, wealthy, abundant, and powerful ruler of my life, creator of my reality. Feel yourself holding these powers within you, your cells tingling and pulsing, coming down, down, deeper into your body. I am a clear and open channel to my highest good. I am a clear, open heart, beating as one with the divine love. Settle back into your body. Come all the way down. Sit like the Buddha in your hip bones. Connect into your root. down through your feet. Feel a gentle rain of gold energy pouring over you. This rain is cleansing, clearing, and aligning all of you back into the new you, the new abundant you, rewiring your electrics, flushing your circulatory system, recalibrating your cells, rejuvenating your organs, you feeling this pump, this vitality within you, alive, awake, tingling, ready, new, awake, alive. You feel all over like a readiness, like more energy available, a lightness. You feel and see the beauty everywhere, and you just want to stay inside this perspective. I am that I am. This is me. I love myself. I accept myself now, here, in this moment. I see with my eyes. I think with my heart. I awaken and align with my highest self and my highest good. With every breath, with every word, with every touch, with every look, with every step, with every thought, with every action, I am the abundant, loving, heart-centered, aligned being I was designed to be. Feel yourself in your body. Move your hands and your feet. Really move your fingers. Squinch your fingers together and open them wide. Bring them together and open them wide. Do that with your toes. Squeeze your fingers and toes. Open them wide. Squeeze. Open them wide. Squeeze. Open them wide. Beautiful. Perfect. Now, move your arms and your legs. Move them as if you're getting the energy to flow. And just watch and feel. There's a new energy. You are renewed. You are rejuvenated. Say, I am renewed. I am rejuvenated. I am alive. I am reconnected. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am abundant. I am loving. I accept. I receive. I create. I accept. I receive, I create, I accept, 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 I receive, I create. I accept, I receive, I create, I accept, I receive, I create. Now slowly move your hands together, palm to palm, prayer type position in front of your heart. Feel the connection now with this new heartbeat, this new you, this new love. Move your hands up in front of your forehead and feel this connection, you manifesting into the world with your hands connected to this new vision. And then move them to the top of your head. Connecting with your crown, your antenna to abundance. I am that I am. Now take your fingers and tap, tap, tap on your crown like your fingers are running. I want them to run all over your crown. Open your eyes gently, gently, gently. As you're tapping this in, you're connecting, you're awakening, you're aliving. You're typing in these codes, and down over your forehead now. Tap, 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 tap. Yes. I'm ready to amplify my abundance. Wow, 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 wow. Fantastic, amazing. I want you to take a moment to be with the feeling you're having right now. I want to encourage you to come back and repeat this. And I want you to remember that the more you feel these feelings, allow your inner guidance to guide you. Leave room for spontaneity, openness. Follow a direction and a quality and a feeling and see what opens. Maybe take a peek here at the Crystal Vortex Abundance Attunement we're doing in July. It's going to be in the quartz crystal capital of the world where everything is amplified. You can check it out, lightbodyschool.com/crystal lake. We go into the crystal lake. I teach you light body healing. You're going to learn and experience the newest energy and light healing methods and become a light weaver and amplify your abundance code. So just like the Bliss Life Retreats here in the Mayan Riviera, we are focusing this entire year on abundance. So when you join, you get the Infinity Light Weaving course worth $333, which will get you started right away to take everything we did today and weave it in. I was doing an Infinity Weave Tower with you during this activation, which means I was weaving your energy in each of your chakras, beginning below your feet in your Earth Star, reconnecting, clearing, cleansing, and renewing them. You can learn how to do that yourself. So when you go over here, you'll see all about what we're going to do. Each day we go have an experience with the crystals. We heal. You will be healed. You will learn to heal. You will awaken. You won't be the same. And the first day after the morning of healing and a beautiful lunch, we're going to go to a private crystal collection and workshop with grids. Then the next day, we're going to go on a walk where you can gather the crystals directly from the ground yourself, yes, and a swimming in a lake, and a crystal mine shop. Then we're going to go out on the full moon to the sacred crystal lake, spend the day floating it, swimming in it, doing an activation on Crystal Island. It's incredible. And on day four, we're going to do hot springs and have a party. We're going to go to a steam cave too. So check it out, lightbodyschool.com/crystal lake. There's a special price right now. You can see pictures of this last time. This was us. It was incredible. Take what you've just experienced, create your abundant life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful and blessed day. This is Nana Kasha. Bye.